Piedra o Primero Mil. The first written sources about Piedra o Primero Mil talk about 1820 as a possible year of construction, when it was owned by the couple formed by Francisco Calatayud and Francisca Soler. In 1891, heirs transferred the mill to Joaquín Verdú as a debt compensation derived from tough times when drought forced to divert the grain to other mills, and when the large number of these family descendants highly increased their upbringing outlays. In 1892, the property was owned by Piedra family, a surname that gave a name to the mill. They would keep the mill in their hands until 1927, when it was shut down. In 1932, Joaquín Molina and Vicente Rivera, known as El Primero, both brothers-in-law, bought the mill. This nickname has been used as a name for the mill, too. From then, the mill has been a property of their heirs, although in an important worsening state. It should be said that the rests next to the PR-122 path are not from the mill, but predictably from a facility linked to it. The mill is located on the left side of the ravine, crossing the river, among dense vegetation. It had two buildings with production and domestic spaces. A diversion dam located 300 meters up the river, directing the water to the mill bucket, which is 40 centimeters over the floor. That would mean that the mill was not only devoted to flour production, but also to paper and maybe textile. The mill still preserves some bases of an iron bridge, which was dismantled in the Spanish post-war, and a millstone, which is currently a front ornament of a fountain located into the mill.